CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. NASA says it still doesn't have a solid timeline to get a pair of astronauts back home. We get the latest from CBS's Allison Keys.
They knew this mission might not be perfect.
NASA's chief astronaut Joe Acaba is blunt about the situation for astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams.
If Butch and Sonny do not come home on Starliner and they are kept aboard the station, they will have about 8 months on orbit.
They may have to catch a ride on the next SpaceX flight, but Acaba says the two will do whatever they are asked. It's their job as astronauts.
Hurricane Ernesto is picking up speed as it heads towards Bermuda in the Caribbean. CBS's Cristian Benavides is in Miami and says Puerto Rico's already dealing with damage.
Right now, over 300,000 customers are without power, and the torrential rain could bring with it the potential for flash flooding. You've also got the potential for mudslides.
The East Coast could feel it by Friday. Digital media took over the White House today.
Content creators, social media influencers, and other innovators gathered at the White House as the president spoke about how they play an important role.
You break through in ways that I think are going to change the entire dynamic of the way in which we communicate.
And that includes reporting on a key announcement the president plans for tomorrow on lowering the cost of more prescription drugs.
At CBS's Linda Kenyon, former President Trump voted early today in Palm Beach ahead of Florida's upcoming down-ballot primary. And he talked to reporters about the hack on his campaign.
Looks like it's Iran doing it. And the reason is because I was strong on Iran and I was protecting people in the Middle East that maybe they aren't so happy about that.
The FBI is investigating. Ceasefire talks could be in limbo in the Middle East as Iran threatens to attack Israel. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Hamas is leaving some room, some hope open looking ahead after tomorrow. They said that if there is some kind of breakthrough with the people who will be attending, then Hamas could come back after Thursday.
A new twist in the Olympic fight for a bronze gymnastics medal.
Romanian gymnast Ana Barbosu had been given the third place medal for her final floor routine, but U.S. coaches appealed, and it was taken from her and given to American Jordan Chiles. Romania then appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, and Chiles ultimately was forced to give it back. The new twist in the saga, Hamid Garavi was the head of the panel and has actually represented Romania's government in legal disputes for years, which many say is a conflict of interest. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Avon is calling and it's filing for bankruptcy. The company facing mounting lawsuits claiming talcum powder in its products causes cancer. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine leaders want to expedite a $68 million community center project to allocate federal COVID funds before year end. A city committee recently approved the plan for the King Center, which would be built near Julian Thomas Elementary. The water dispute between Racine and Mount Pleasant advanced as a Racine committee approved water service for the Pike River Crossing project. That's after a judge ordered them to consider the issue. Racine officials say utility agreements still need to be updated with promised Foxconn jobs out of the picture. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold a rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee Tuesday during the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is scheduled to speak at the Police Association headquarters in Milwaukee Friday. And the DOT will have a full closure of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are being advised to use alternate routes like 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. The closure dates are subject to weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this to say.
I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them, so I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today and still warm, with high temperatures making it to those low 80s, with winds out of the south gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and storms roll in late tonight, throughout the overnight, into tomorrow, and even for our Friday. Heavy rain brings the potential for flash flooding. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Have you been enjoying listening to Paul Harvey this week? Yes, that's right. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story are back on WRJN. You can hear archived versions of Paul Harvey's rest of the story. Mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25. Middays with Cindy Huber at 12:05.
Your desire. Well, I'm your fear. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. The landing foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, well, I'm. How you doing, bud? I'm doing pretty good.
Doing well. I want to ask you about your days in school, whether it's elementary school, high school. I don't know if you went to college, but do you have a favorite teacher?
Favorite teacher? There were a few of them. I don't know if I'd pick one of them out, but there are some that were memorable.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. Mr. Phillips, Mrs. Rome, Mr. Haskins.
Yeah. Mr. Pete. Haywood. There's Carlson.
Yeah.
Ms. Smith.
Okay. So you have your handful.
There's a few of them.
Recent survey asked adults about their favorite school teacher, and 77% said they do have a favorite teacher.
Well, I would hope so. You know, you got to have 17 different options. Most folks do, right? At least in the younger schools, upper schools, you have a little bit more, I guess.
So 77% had a favorite teacher, but nearly one third of us have never thanked them for what they did.
I remember going shopping for Christmas gifts for teachers. Sure. So don't say I didn't give them anything.
There you go.
Don't lump me in with that one.
Don't say I never did anything for you.
My mom was a teacher too, so every year I had to help her categorize all of the incoming and write down who gave her what. And so I'm familiar with that end of things.
All right. Well, bless your mom for the work she did.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He'll keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Our southern border isn't chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Cry in vain and let me be alone again.
is in timeless hands, WRJN. According to a Japanese survey, 55% of golfers have a history of low back pain caused by the rotation and speed of their swing. It's funny, after a day on the golf course, I feel the most pain in my wallet.
She's in the street, smiling from my head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you hate or hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, let's go. Don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Yeah, it's all right. Now it's time to trick me in love. Ah.
from Pasadena.
WRJN has provided local news, and now timeless hits, too. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter turnout Tuesday in Wisconsin's fastest-growing county was 45%. That's the highest for a fall primary in 40 years. Turnout in Wisconsin's other big blue county, Milwaukee County, was 33%. Democrat Kelda Royes represents Madison in the state Senate. She says Tuesday's results suggest more blue gains in November. Wisconsin voters say no on two questions to amend the state constitution. Here's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Federal COVID money needs to be allocated by the end of the year, so Racine leaders want to push along a $68 million project quickly. A city committee gave the go-ahead this week. Racine Mayor Corey Mason is pushing for the construction of a new community center with full funding still not worked out. The proposed King Center would be built on vacant land next to Julian Thomas Elementary. The city is considering borrowing $21 million to bridge the funding. A new target has emerged in the celebration of collisions in Kenosha County. For the first time ever, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department will be entering an old squad car into the demolition derby at the Kenosha County Fair. That'll be Sunday at 1. The department says they're anticipating that other drivers may target them early and often. After the derby, the squad car will be donated to Wilmot Union High School, where students will repair it for future derby events. And for the sixth year straight, Gateway is getting money from Metallica. The Technical College has again secured the Metallica All Within My Hand scholarship. The $5,000 grant will aid students in the advanced manufacturing program, giving them skills needed for the growing workforce demand in automation and robotics. A statement says the initiative has led to many students finding employment with prominent industry partners. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
mostly sunny today and still warm, with high temperatures making it to those low 80s. Winds out of the south gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and storms roll in late tonight, throughout the overnight, into tomorrow, and even for our Friday. Heavy rain brings the potential for flash flooding. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care, she sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Sun broke through.
call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me. Call me if you need a friend.
News and Timeless Hints from Bill Withers and Lean on Me on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Pullman. Well, yesterday was partisan primary day in Wisconsin. And let's see, I went to the polls maybe, 9:30, 10 in the morning, something like that. And I walked right in, just walked right up and voted. No line, nothing. I'm always amazed at how few people vote in the partisan primary election. But now we move on to the election in November. And don't forget to be a voter. You can go to our company's website, civicmedia.com/vote. We've got information there on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your district, and statewide races, too. So do your civic duty and be a voter this fall.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and Giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird
well,
away.
Well, when she can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an
you
ace
walk
now.
Like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You got like an ace now, you got like an ace.
She'll have fun.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. First, Neil Diamond on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so so lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One
touching water.